Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. One more stunning twist for the Adams administration. Interim NYPD Commissioner Thomas Donlan says federal agents searched his homes on Friday. In a statement issued late yesterday, Donlan said authorities took materials that came into his possession 20 years ago and were unrelated to his work from the department. The statement does not say anything else about the probe. Media reports, though, say authorities are looking into whether he took classified documents during his time at the FBI and Department of Homeland Security. Donlan's statement says it is not a department matter and the NYPD won't be commenting. Donlan spent decades with the FBI and led the State Office of Homeland Security. He's been interim commissioner for exactly a week, taking over for Edward Caban, who stepped down in the middle of a different federal probe. Mayor Adams' office issued a brief statement, quoting here, "As we've repeatedly said, we expect all team members to fully comply with any law enforcement inquiry." Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. A suspect is dead, 7 police officers and a civilian recovering after a chase that started in the city and ended on Long Island.
Shootings in Massapequa are rare, but it did happen Saturday night sometime after 11 p.m. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said the police shot and killed a man after a chase. He said the suspect was reckless.
He jumped onto oncoming traffic on Sunrise Highway. He's ramming police cars. He's ramming civilian cars. And he lost control of his own vehicle over here on Hicksville Road.
Commissioner Ryder said it began with a police chase by the NYPD in the 113 precinct in Queens. Then Nassau police became involved, and there were several injuries.
One of the officers is physically injured from being struck by the vehicle. The other two officers at the original scene, they are also injured from diving out of the way of the vehicle.
The suspect was shot and killed at the entrance to a Walgreens parking lot. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds, at 92.3 FM in Massapequa, Long Island.
Two NYPD officers recovering after a cruiser collision in Cypress Hills. This happened just before 9 p.m. at the intersection of Liberty Avenue and Cleveland Street as the officers responded to an emergency. Both were taken to the hospital in stable condition, the crash under investigation. Some new details emerging in a story we told you first here about yesterday on 1010 Winds, a murder case involving a Queens couple in their 70s. Police telling the Daily News 74-year-old Lai Chun Ho called late Friday night and confessed that she'd stabbed her 76-year-old husband to death. Retired electrician Quen Todd Ho was reportedly stabbed 11 times. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. No immediate indication of any possible motive. Lai Chun Ho was arrested on murder and weapons possession charges. Her arraignment was pending yesterday. A city sanitation worker was killed in an accident at a Queens yard yesterday. Police said the worker was operating a sanitation truck at a garage on Douglaston Parkway near Grand Central Parkway just before 6 p.m. when he fell out of the cab and the truck rolled over him. In a statement, the mayor and DSNY Commissioner Jessica Tisch identified the victim as Richard Errico, who has been with the department for 19 years. His honor says he met with Errico's family and offers prayers and condolences. The last time a city sanitation worker died in the line of duty was in 2014. And word that an NYPD detective sergeant who helped lead 9/11 recovery efforts at the Staten Island landfill has died. The Sergeants Benevolence Association says Detective Sergeant Robert Fawcett died of a 9/11-related illness on September 14th. He was 64 years old. Fawcett spent 21 years with the police department. A friend telling the Post he gave his life working at the Fresh Kills landfill, arriving at the scene on day one. Fawcett is survived by 4 children and 5 grandchildren. Today is a great day to read a banned book. It's the beginning of Banned Books Week, and the New York, Queens, and Brooklyn public libraries are joining forces to bring attention to the freedom to read. Fritzi Bodenheimer of the Brooklyn Public Library telling 1010 Winds.
It's just a fundamental tenet of our American democracy that you are able to access information from all points of view, from diverse perspectives, without fear of being punished.
Libraries play a series of programs, talks, and exhibitions. It's especially important this year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.